This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome back live at Twins Fest. Yeah, give a round of applause, everybody. Back at Twins Fest 2025. Adam Carter along with Glenn Perkins. And we welcome to the stage Twins catcher Ryan Jeffers. Big round of applause for Ryan Jeffers. Ryan, thanks for the time. How's the offseason going so far?
It's going great. It's been uneventful, which sometimes
that's good.
It's really good. You know, we're so busy during the whole year. It's go, go, go. Where it's every day we're at the ballpark, we're traveling, we're on a plane. So when you get a chance to kind of slow your life down for a little bit, it's really nice. Spend some good quality family time. But you also start to get that itch. You know, you're so used to going that when you shut down for too long, you're kind of you're ready to start going. So around this time of year, me and my wife, we're just ready to get down to Florida.
Well, and this time of year for me, it was always, it's like the long winter doldrums, whatever. I know you're in the South, but it's still not, like you're coming off of the previous season. You're thinking about what you did, what you can do better. And then as this season starts to approach, it was always for me like coming back here, caravan, Twins Fest, you start to see the excitement. Does that make you want it even more? Like, is that like, let's go right now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like the little markers in the offseason for me were kind of New Year's Day. New Year's Day rolls around, like, you start clicking into 5 days a week at the field. Before, maybe you're 4 days a week, you take a Wednesday off or something. Now you're 5 days. And it just starts ramping up, and then you get here, and then you start dapping up your guys, you know, giving them hugs. You're like, hey, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And it's like, it's real. It's coming quick. But I think we're all at this point, I think we're all ready to get back to work.
Twins fans, obviously, especially the hardcore ones, live and die by the team, want to see who they sign in the off season, want to see how the team changes. From a player's perspective, do you pay attention to a lot of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're invested in the success of the team. So we're not naive to, hey, where can we make our team better? Where can we get an extra arm or an extra bat? Or we're not naive to where we can grow, but we also, that's not in our control at all. That's out of our hands. You know, if we go out there and do our job, then you know that's everything we can do. So we'd love for all the gaps to be filled and, you know, the team to grow and get better every year. But with the group that we have and the core that we have, there's not a ton that you have to add or build, because we've got a really good group of young guys and some older guys that have more of the veteran presence. But we've got a really good group already in there.
You set career highs in basically every offensive category, caught maybe more games than you caught in a big league season before. You had time at DH. What goals do you set for yourself coming off of a season like that into this season?
Yeah, you know, it's I set those career highs in a lot of categories, but, you know, I wasn't as good as I was in 23. I think there was a lot of good in 23. There's a lot of really good in 24. So for me, it was a focus this offseason on kind of blending the good from both seasons, and just continuing to grow on the playing time, the at-bats, and continuing to do more and more.
Talk about the mental aspect of catching, which is always something that fascinates me. Knowing who's coming up, knowing how to pitch certain players based on who's on the mound. How do you handle that, all that mental pressure each inning? And yeah. Then when you're obviously you got to come up to bat sometimes, and how do you balance all that?
I think that was probably the biggest hurdle to get over when you get to the big leagues. I think that's a big sticking point for a lot of young catchers that come up is understanding the difference in the amount of data and the amount of brain power it takes to be able to handle the big league game from behind the plate. Calling the game is no easy task. Calling the game is easy, but calling a good game is not easy. There's so much data. There's so much things you have to weigh. And now with the pitch clock, you have to kind of weigh all these thoughts in 15 seconds. And then also make sure the pitcher is on board in building that relationship and that trust. So, you know, I love that. That's what I love to do. That's my favorite part of the game. You know, I wouldn't be a catcher if I didn't really enjoy calling a game. So that's what I love to do for sure.
You talked about that being pressure, and you handle it well. You've prepared your whole life for that kind of pressure. I want to talk about a different kind of pressure. Was it yesterday? Yesterday morning, you went initials game. Uh-huh. I was on that a couple weeks ago, a month or so ago. I felt the pressure, man. Like, I was nervous. I got a couple, and then I just vanished. You freaking won the thing, dude.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, walk-off win. Nice. Walk-off win initial games yesterday. I had no idea how big of a deal it was until I walk around today. And, I mean, it feels like one out of every two people are giving me a pat on the back for my initials win yesterday. I think I'm going to have to get back in there. They're going to want another crack at me.
Well, that was what I was going to add, because, like, you have a good season, right? And then there's this hype, like, oh, you need to go out there. You got to do better than you did the year before. You got to try to live up to the hype of your career, of what you did on the field. Are you going to be able to live up to that hype?
Ooh.
Sophomore slump?
It's a lot of pressure, you know, going back out there. You know, things kind of started to fall in my lap yesterday morning with some of the clues that were given. But, no, it's a blast. It was a blast to get over there. But, I mean, I completely underestimated the scale of the listeners of that game.
That's another radio station. I don't know what they're talking about.
Sorry, guys.
We are your home of the Twins, Minnesota, WCCO Radio. I'm kidding. It's all fun. It's all good. Ryan, when you see the fans here and you have a chance to interact, here's my question. Does it ever become a job? You know, baseball is a business. It's your job. But is it still a game to you?
Absolutely. But it is a job. It's my job. I have to go out there and perform at my job. You know, if you're bad at your job, you don't have a job anymore. So I think treating it like a kid's game is keeps the fun in it and keeps the grueling nature of every day going out there and doing it over and over again. It keeps that manageable, but also understanding that it is a job and you have to treat it like a job and you have to take your job serious and prepare like you would for any other job.
Well, I think baseball, you can get into a pattern of just worrying about yourself, and it's your at-bat. It's when you're a pitcher, it's I got to get this guy out. It's different for position players. They have some opportunities to field balls, but it becomes really focused on at-bats. As a catcher, though, a big part of your responsibility is that guy on the mound and working with him to get him through maybe when they don't have their best stuff is working and finding out what it is that's going to get them success that particular day. So you almost do have to sacrifice some of what you want to do maybe at the plate, because a big part of your responsibility is how am I going to get this guy through the game today?
Yeah, first and foremost, I will always say my job is to bring the best out of that pitcher on the mound that day. Whatever that is, my job is to help him bring out the best of him that day, and realizing what that is and going from there.
Ryan Jeffers, everybody, big round of applause. Twins catcher. Ryan, good luck this season.
Thank you.
And we appreciate the time today.
Yeah.
We are live at Twins Fest here at Target Field. Adam Carter and Glenn Perkins. Stick around. Many more guests coming up. Cole Sands will join the stage after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.